The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Dr. Hockey.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. This is Dr. Jay Calvert, and I am very pleased to say that I am here with a live surgical survivor, Jason Berkley. How are you doing, Dr. Berkley?
I'm in pain, but I'm here.
He's here, and once again, successful live surgery. We didn't lose you during the operation, so I'm very happy.
No.
So tell me, you know, we have a lot of hockey to talk about.
Yeah.
We have, I need to talk about PK Subban, because Chris was like ready to throw her purse at him yesterday at the game, but she didn't. She maintained her composure because she's a very classy lady.
Yes.
And then I think we also have to talk about the fact that the Sharks look like they're playoff contenders. Shahab's not here. I was like, I wanted to get all into the Sharks.
I was going to start it off by saying, here come the San Jose Sharks.
Totally.
They've won 15 of 19.
They're on fire.
Pavelski's on fire. Pavelski's
having a career year.
This team is clicking on all cylinders, and I think at the right time. I mean, think about this. We have 11, 12 games left in the season. You don't want to be going through a cold streak right now like Toronto is. They're losing 4-0 to Chicago tonight. Chicago, who's potentially about 5 points out of a playoff spot.
I know. Can
which
you
is
believe
ridiculous.
It? But that's all Patrick Kane.
But, you know, this is, again, you can have all the players you want on your team and stacked or whatever else, but this is the crunch time to getting into the playoffs. And right now, only one team has clinched a playoff spot, and that's Tampa Bay.
Impressive, right?
As of tonight,
isn't that incredible?
There's Wednesday.
11 or 12 games left.
Yeah, 11, 12 games left. This is what it's coming down to.
That means everybody who's considered to be in the playoffs now could potentially not be in the playoffs.
There is a chance.
That's nuts.
So you're saying there's a chance. This is exciting. I mean, it's not, I still don't like the salary cap, and I'm glad it's going up a few million next year. But I do like the excitement at the end of the year as far as who's going to be in, who's going to be out. And it's pretty much anyone's game. Now, the only thing I would tell you that in the Pacific Division, I think it's pretty much written in stone. You have a 13-point, 14-point differential between the Calgary Flames, the San Jose Sharks, and the Vegas Knights. And after that, it's just garbage.
It falls off
literally. So,
by the way, though, Arizona currently sitting in a playoff berth.
Well.
Currently. Today.
We'll see. They're not a playoff team, though.
I want to give them a lot of credit.
They beat us the other day, which isn't that hard these days, but still.
Well, that's because you weren't skating. You were down. You were off your game.
So here's my my dilemma. What happened? So I had some popcorn with my daughter on Friday evening, and I always hate eating popcorn because it gets stuck in your teeth, and it's, you know, there's always an issue that you have something eating popcorn. So I wake up Saturday morning and I'm eating breakfast, and I have this pain under my tongue. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Did I burn myself something? What's going on here? So I look in the mirror and I have what appears to be like either an abscess or something growing under my tongue. And it's really, really painful.
Yes, that is never a good thing.
So I frantically call up Jay and I'm like, Jay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He's like, you know what? It's all right. Just don't worry about it. It'll probably go away. But, you know, if it's not any better tomorrow or, is, you know, whatever, let me know and we might take it up.
Sends me a photograph.
I send him a picture, which I will not be sharing.
Pedunculated lesion is what I wanted to call it.
What is it?
A pedunculated lesion.
Yeah, that's the best way I would have described it.
It was definitely pedunculated.
So I go to bed. I do my normal thing that day. I go to bed. I get up Sunday morning, and it's definitely more uncomfortable, and it's a little bit bigger. And I'm like, I called up Jay, and he's in the morning. And listen, he's one of my closest friends. He's like, you know what? He's just a class guy, a mensch. He's like, you know what? Get down here. Come to Newport. Get down here. I'll take care of it, and we'll be done with it. I said, oh, my God, you're unbelievable. Thank you. I was so, like, upset and desperate. And this is one of the last bastions as doctors that we have after everything has been just swept up from underneath our feet in this society, that we can actually take care of each other and each other's families and do it in a very expeditious manner. And it's really, really, it was just wonderful you did that. So I drive down to Newport, literally flying about 85, 90 miles an hour the whole way.
12 minutes.
Actually. Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen anybody get from L.A. to Newport that quickly.
And I get in there, and gets me up on the table. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we got to probably take that thing out. Gives me a little bit of numbing medication in the mouth. And then he says, okay, this is going to hurt. And takes out a needle, does the anesthetic under my tongue, which actually felt like an orgasm, by the way. Thank you.
Really?
Numbed up my tongue.
Nobody's ever said that about my injections.
That was my sarcastic term I always used.
Thank you.
So.
Nice to see you too, Jason. It was good. It was a good day.
I had to hold my tongue to the side. And now, picture that. You know, I'm just there expecting to be kind of a little, like a little whoop. I feel him cutting. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is an expert surgeon. He's doing all this. He's cutting this thing out of me. But I couldn't figure out for the life of me, why did I have to take my pants off? That was the only thing I did not know.
Well,
how that fit in the whole scheme of things.
Well, it's for sterility.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
So anyway, so I'm kidding. I didn't have pants to begin with, so they weren't. But
I wasn't ready for that.
But Jay was so kind enough to do that. But I'm telling you this, the pain I've been experiencing since then has been extreme. I literally had blended matzo ball soup for dinner on Sunday and a smoothie. I had a smoothie on Monday, and it was brutal on Monday.
Really? That's like tonsillectomy style pain.
I didn't have my tonsils up, but that's how I imagine it feels like, though. But my entire... Anyway, make a long story short, I'm on antibiotics, went on a Medrol dose pack, which is oral steroids, for those of you who don't know. It's oral cortisone. And
not like the, no, I'm going to pump you up.
No, steroids. Not it's the like, Jose Canseco steroids.
No, this is
cortisone, like you would get in a cream, but it's in a pill form.
And it's a good anti-inflammatory. Yes. Inflammation, different.
And after being on it for 2 days, it's like by 50, 60% at minimum has reduced the pain. I was able to eat my normal bagel and my orange juice before I came here, although the orange juice was really stinging.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
You're putting acid on an open wound. That's why.
Well,
that's now you tell me. Not to be so pleasant.
Yeah. But anyway, it's getting better on a daily basis now, and I'm hoping it's just...
Sean just winced over there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. That's good, man.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's getting better, but I can feel the sutures in there. And he said that's supposed to dissolve. And how long it takes to dissolve?
14 days.
14 days. Okay.
But it was nothing. That's the good news. I don't know. You know, it's just inflammation.
The pathology came back. It's just showing inflammation. So it was
but, you
nothing.
Know, that happens, though, like when you like whack yourself. Like kids get this all the time.
Sure.
You know, if you whack your head and you break like the integrity of the skin, you can get a hypertrophic kind of growth.
Hypertrophic means enlarged.
Yeah. So it'll just like grow up like this very proud scar tissue very quickly. That's kind of what it looked like.
And I think it had to be from eating the popcorn.
It had to be.
Done something where
you
I scraped
had a traumatic
my
popcorn
mouth.
Experience.
I did. Another one of my colleagues, by the way, aspirated some popcorn and had to have a bronch.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, it's just, it happens.
You get a piece of popcorn and a bronchus, you're done.
You're done.
Totally.
And you won't stop coughing.
You get a bronchospasm and die from
yes.
that. Yes. For sure. That's not even a joke.
That's why you're not supposed to feed young kids popcorn.
I
That's
mean,
one to grow on. But anyway, I'll tell you this, though, that it's given me a new appreciation for people that have other oral surgeries done sometimes. I mean, I remember I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, I had that.
And then
That's
I had a
worst.
Dry socket because the clot came out.
The worst.
But, I mean, I personally think there's no reason to have wisdom teeth pulled out. I think it's a thing that these oral surgeons made up. That we have to get it, and I don't think there's any reason. People for eons, my parents have their wisdom teeth. There's no reason to get them out.
Dude, because there's a $5,000 bill in the back of everybody's four molars.
Exactly.
That's why to do it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? There's no reason to take them out.
None. And I will never have my kids
taken out. In the 70s, there was like hysterectomies.
Yes.
You know,
swine flu shots.
I remember like every one of my friend's moms would get a hysterectomy
yes.
when they were done having babies.
Yes.
It was like, you just... get that.
Yeah.
But it's not necessary.
None.
Why do you, I mean, I get you're not going to have more kids, but why do you need to have your uterus out?
No, that's like, crazy.
It just didn't make sense.
No, and there's no reason for wisdom teeth to be pulled out, and I wish I'd never done it. But,
yeah, I had mine out. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. I remember I had my headphones on listening to the entire album of Born to Run, and I had numbing medication in my mouth. I'm like, why the hell am I doing this?
Yeah. Like, for what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Sean, he's got to, hold on.
Speaking of wisdom.
Well, so I had all four of my wisdom teeth also pulled out, and they told me it started kind of creeping up and giving me pain, you know, in the back of my jaw.
Yeah,
like mid high school. But I was
that wasn't why you had jaw pain, Sean.
It wasn't why I had jaw pain.
No, I mean, it's TMJ probably, and that happens to people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So anyways, I figured this was wisdom teeth. That's what they tell me. I'm mid-high school, and I'm a high school golfer at the time and not wanting to infect my golf career. So they told me they could do something, basically give me a shot to slow the nerve pain. Anyways, they give me a shot, and then I don't have pain for like 4 or 5 years go by. And then the pain started to come around again, and they were like, yeah, that's your wisdom teeth crowding your other teeth, and that's the reason I ended up having my wisdom teeth pulled out.
Well,
but really now all the only difference is like is I have gaps kind of in the back of my teeth now where food just gets stuck now, so now I just have places where food gets stuck in.
Yeah, I'll never forget I went to Cheesecake Factory and got the Thai pasta with chicken about a week after my surgery, and then after that I started having that dry socket pain. I had to rinse. It was a whole nightmare. Anyway,
there's probably Thai chicken in
there. I can't imagine
sockets.
These guys getting their teeth knocked out in the middle of a game and having to come right back out there. That's got to be exposing the nerve.
Oof, it hurts.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been. I would have been probably.
That's why the Ducks have an oral surgeon, Dr. Bauti Grant, ready to go, right on, right there, ready to handle it.
Is it also true about just shoving the tooth back in?
Sean is asking if it's true to just shove the tooth back in. You should do that, but it's coming out. Once it's out, it's out.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to stick. By the way, what Sean described as having the wisdom teeth out and then food in all the gaps, we call those summer teeth.
Yes.
Because some are here and some are there.
Exactly.
And that's your condition now.
So back to hockey. After my story, the only thing I'm looking forward to right now is April 9th. It's a very big date.
It's a big date in my
book because it's the draft lottery. And we have a few weeks to go.
There's playoffs in Stanley Cup, too.
I know, but from my standpoint, I'm going to be selfish. And I'm sure there are other fans out there that are like, you know what? Yes, the playoffs are coming up, and I look forward to watching playoff hockey because there is nothing better.
There's nothing better.
Nothing.
I'm just trying to decide if I'm going to San Jose or to Vegas, and I already know my choice.
San Jose.
Vegas. Are you kidding me? Vegas, baby. I'm not going to San Jose.
I thought you were going to Winnipeg.
The expression isn't San Jose, baby. San Jose.
Can you show me the way to San Jose?
No.
It's not. Can you show me the way to Vegas?
No, we're going to Vegas. Definitely. Chris and I have already decided playoff hockey in Vegas. We're Golden Knights fans. Come on. We got to be. How, you can root for the San Jose Sharks?
What, are you
going to
walk around with a mutton chop and you're going to say, hey. Anyway.
I'm going to wear my Dr. Hockey Vegas Golden Knights shirt. It was
speaking
bequeathed
of which, I
to
have,
me by
I'm you know where your jersey? You know where your jersey
yeah,
I got?
Of course. Maloof gave it to me. I got to put it on.
No. The Dr. Hockey jersey I got.
Oh, I should wear that one for sure. Yeah, I got to wear that.
But I do have some Dr. Hockey swag coming. I'm not going to ruin what it is, but I saw something really cool, and I'll be able to give one to each of you and possibly a couple of our listeners and a few of the guests. But
we owe some jerseys, by the way.
We
got to handle that today. I need
Blue money.
Needs a jersey.
Give
I got
me money.
I have money.
I know you do. I don't. You give me money.
All right. I'll give you money.
But I have something else that's going to be really cool that I think everyone's going to kind of really going to like do, not only laugh, but like this is so damn cool. So it'll be give me about a month, and I'm going to leave it there.
Gritty masks.
Damn it. No, I'm kidding. No. But the draft
Gritty sweatshirt?
What?
Gritty sweatshirt?
No. The draft lottery is important because it's something that us teams with us fans with losing teams have looked forward to, and I'm looking to see who Yzerman's going to be using for what pick.
Dude, Yzerman is not with the Red Wings yet.
No, he will be. But all joking aside,
did you hear that? It's on.
No, I think it's definite.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
In my feeling, no. But the draft lottery is great because at least it gives us a little bit of hope for the future. And I read an article on the NHL.com that was talking about the Wings and having a great young core. This isn't the dead Wings of the 70s. This is a good young core that has played well, and a lot of the guys are right out of majors and out of the farm team that were called up, injuries and everything else. And so I'm not worried. I think within 3 to 5 years they will be the focus of our podcast.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You think it's just going to be all Red Wings and all the time
when they come back? I'm telling you, they're going to come back big time.
All right, we'll see.
But
they will need Iserman for that.
But we got to start off with getting some other. We have 10. The Red Wings have 10 picks in this next draft.
10 picks.
10 picks in this upcoming draft.
How many
draft.
First rounds?
I think I want to say two, but I don't know for sure. But we'll see. I mean, again, the I already know we're going to get screwed on somehow on the when they pick the numbered balls. I know it's going to happen. But
because it's fixed.
What I'm hoping is at least we kind of sneak in like Montreal did last year. And, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, listen, I want to pray for your Red Wings because they need definitely a hope and a prayer to because well, they
he's
had
signing
a horrible
after the,
season.
After the season's over, he's signing with us. The hope and the prayer.
Steve Yzerman.
Yes.
You know this already.
He's going to be like Reggie Dunlap, player coach.
Is it
player GM.
You've just. Oh, he's going to play too?
Player GM. Player GM. Yeah.
You know, Jason, you got to quit the drugs. It's really, it's not happening.
Yeah, we'll tell you that Percocet's good stuff. I'll tell you. But
I think that Yzerman has a very strong chance of being with the Red Wings.
And I think Holland's going to go to Seattle. That's just my guess.
I think that you could be right on this one.
Now, the other thing that I want to bring up also is that now there's been a confusion about the rule about rookies playing and being left exposed for the draft. I was under the impression it was 9 games. I found out it was 10 games.
Okay.
But there are some players that some of these teams are breaking.
This is for the expansion draft.
Right. Because
okay, so the rules are, just for those who don't know, the way that the expansion draft worked with the Vegas Golden Knights is that they got to pick one player from each of the present NHL teams. I guess this will be the same deal.
Yes.
And each team could protect 7 players, and there were some players who were excluded by certain contractual issues.
Right. Now, if you're in the minors, you're untouchable. If you've played less than 9 or 10 games, I believe it's 10 games is the rule.
Right.
You're untouchable. If you're on IR, I believe you're untouchable. And if you're coming back, I don't know that for sure. But I know there's other specifics that have to do with contracts. You're right. That I think I don't even know all these specifics.
There are players with no trade clauses that don't have to be protected. They cannot be.
Which is basically the entire Red Wings team because they all have no trade clauses from Holland.
But do they really?
Most of them do. That's been the running
joke.
That's
a big problem.
That's been the running joke. That's why
the Ducks.
That's why before Gustav Nyquist was traded at the deadline to San Jose, he had to waive his no trade clause. Basically, the entire team has a no-trade clause, if you will.
That's useless. I mean, that makes
totally
it really
useless.
Hard.
Of course it is.
You know?
But a lot of players, in general, want that because it gives them security.
Right. They don't want to be moved.
They don't
around.
Want to be moved. You know, they have families, whatever else. They don't want to be uprooted.
I see that.
But anyway, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what teams, especially a team like San Jose, a team like Tampa Bay, is going to do only protecting 7 players.
I know. What do you do? I mean, Tampa Bay is a lot of.
Now, is it 7 forwards and a couple defensemen? Is it broken down by player?
7 players.
7 players total. Well, that's going to be a problem for some of these hot teams that have built these teams over the last few years.
Yeah, they're going to get somebody plucked.
Somebody's going to get plucked. And you can't protect them all.
Nope, you can't. And that is legitimate for a lot of the teams right now. That who do you protect?
Right, because it used to be that teams would just give, they're schlock players. And then, like when Philly came into the league. And nobody wanted these guys, and they all stunk. All the expansion teams stunk, and took them years to build up. That's why Philly, when they did, after only being in the league for what 7 years, 8 years, they won the cup. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they did great. But I can tell you. Oh, did you just gave a little gritty nod there? I hate that.
Oh, every time we say the Flyers or Philadelphia, you get a head nod. So I think it's going to be
trilogy
interesting.
Of terror, dude. I'm telling you, I just looked at him and I got scared.
Well, he should be.
He is so scary looking. I mean,
yeah, I know.
He looks like the
trilogy commercial
of terror
that I think for the NHL, where he's cooking or behind the counter, and they find a long, giant orange hair in their food.
Oh, yeah. That's awful. I can't stand gritty. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. So enough about Philly. We don't need to talk about them anymore.
No. Of course not. But my point is that teams like a San Jose, Tampa Bay, Toronto are going to be having a real difficult time sitting down and comprising that list.
Well, you know,
especially when you have players in Toronto like a Tavares. And Matthews, that's 2 already gone.
And Mitch Marner.
I mean, you know, what do you do?
I mean, you could. I know what I do is I would use it as an opportunity to get rid of a big contract.
Well, of course, that's what the idea is. But
for sure,
you know,
I would use it as an opportunity. And I think, you know, back when the Vegas Golden Knights
James
did this,
Neal.
Well, they Vegas Golden Knights got James Neal
because he was
going to
be due for a big contract,
right? And that's how the Predators got rid of him,
right?
Because they wanted to make some room,
right?
I think in hindsight they'd probably like to have James Neal back.
Well, they're doing okay right now.
They did lose last night to the Ducks. We were there to see that, which was fun. They do look good. I can tell you that they are missing. The Predators, interestingly, don't have the firepower that they did a few years ago. They just are not. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think the guys have gotten a little bit older. They're largely the same team that played San Jose.
Remember what happens. We talked about this before. When a team like that has gone deep into the playoffs for multiple consecutive years, they've been doing it pretty much, at least at a second round, probably since 2012, I would think.
Right.
And you have a Rene, who is a 38, 39-year-old goalie now at this point, 37.
Is he really?
I think how old is Rene?
He is gigantic.
He's 36, okay.
He's so big.
But these
that
guys, okay,
huge.
But think about this. You're going from playing 82 games, a season starting preseason in September, going all the way till end of March, beginning of April. That's just alone right there, the regular season. Then for some of these teams playing until well until April and May.
Oh, I know.
Okay. And you really have off June, July, August, 3 months, and playing nine straight months of hockey, but physical hockey. I mean, the playoffs is even more intense than – so some of these players and these teams just get tired. And that's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard on your body. It's hard, hard on your brain. The travel is not easy. They travel all over the place. I mean,
that's why if your Penguins get in, which I think they're going to, although it's kind of close in that division,
it's super tight.
I think 2 points separates them from a wild card, and then points from I'll be out. But you know, you got to wonder how much more do these guys have in the tank to really kind of make a deep playoff run. I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, the Penguins, you know, not to talk about the Penguins, but I can tell you that they've made some significant changes to that roster that are
really. The core
is there. But they play to the core. That's the way that front office does it. I mean, they have really gotten some significant support talent, and they look very good. And they beat Washington the other night, which was
I saw that.
I mean, a hard fought game. By the way, Washington does look awesome, but they look slow. They look like a team that just won the Stanley Cup still.
Malkin had his 1,000 NHL points with the Penguins.
Yeah, it
was pretty impressive.
And I think Ovechkin hit a milestone, too.
Even though I don't like him.
Yeah, Ovechkin hit his 1,200th game, I think.
But
it was some big milestone.
I think the bigger milestone that just happened last night, thanks to my Wings losing, was Montreal's goalie, Carey Price.
I know, just picked
Just went past Jacques Plante.
Yeah, he's the winningest Montreal goalie.
Goalie of all time. That is an impressive stat. And you think about those teams, not just from the 50s and the 60s, even before that. Look at those teams in the 70s where they won, what, 5 cups in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, to be the winningest goalie in the Habs history, that is a really amazing. But he didn't have a good team in front of him for the last few years. And he was injured. And he still did this.
Yep. No, I mean, Carey Price is a great goalie.
So, I mean, you know, these milestones are all coming out this season. It seems like everybody's hitting milestones.
I believe Carey Price is also the highest paid goalie in the league.
Well, he should be.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, I believe.
I mean, I think the next person up for a raise is going to be Vasilevsky, but.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
Right, but, you know.
I mean, he doesn't have a lot of losses.
Well,
I mean,
it's true.
It's hard when the other team plays the entire game in their own end.
But
you can't score on Vasilevsky.
But but I think the difference is today's NHL is different because I think that a goalie's success is directly proportional to the defense in front of him. Years ago, in the older way the league was playing, and you had goalies that would be out there stopping and saving games night in and night out. It's a bit different these days. It's a tighter game. It's a faster game. But the defense, I think, is just it dictates more of how the goalie's going to play than I think. That's just my opinion.
It's true because no matter what, the goalie is going to face tough shots. I mean,
right.
I was watching Philip Forsberg last night, who I think is an extremely talented forward.
Of course,
he's a winger for the Preds, and his shot selection, you know, and I got two periods of him of his left wing shot selection right in front of me. He you could see, even though he's one timing it or snapping it, whatever he was doing, he would line up Gibson before that puck got to him. He already knew where he wanted to put it. And, you know, Gibson stopped him a lot. I think he scored one goal last night, but he might have scored them both. But whatever it was, he lined up Gibson so well that Gibson had to make spectacular saves on this guy every time. And it's so hard to stop a guy who already knows where your weak spot is. And no matter how the puck comes to him, he can put it there.
These guys, when they see a goalie, I don't think they see the goalie. I think they're seeing their parents' washer dryer from the basement.
Yeah, they see the hole.
I'm putting the puck there.
And that's it. I'm going to put it there.
Yeah. That's what they see in their mind's eye. Because that's crazy how they develop that's the keen sense of accuracy.
That guy is good. I think he did score both goals now that I'm thinking about it, but he just had it where, and Gibson's like a super talented goalie and really shuts down. He's good because he shuts down the angles and he closes the holes. And there'd be this much space over, you know, Gibson's right shoulder and somehow Forsberg could shoot it there. Even though if he didn't make the goal, you saw that he had the placement was nailed. I really enjoyed watching him play, but that's how good these forwards are. Yep. And then, you know, then you've got guys like, you know, Crosby and Malkin and Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and Stamkos and, I mean, Kucherov. It's just these guys are snipers. They're deadly. They're able to put the puck where they need to on that entire goal situation, and it's tough to beat.
Here's my question for you. Do you think that Tampa Bay is going to reach the 62 game wins? They have 12 games to go. The record is 62 wins.
I think if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be them. But I also think, though, that they are looking a little bit tired.
Well, this is not the time to be tired.
No, I know, but they are looking
it's
a little bit tired.
It's middle of March. I mean, you got
but
2 weeks.
But that's
because
they've been playing playoff hockey all year long. They're killing it.
All right, well.
I think unfortunately, for me, in my call of Tampa Bay for the Cup, looking at them now, I don't think this is the
You're
team
going
to the Stanley Cup. I'm not wavering. I'm saying I don't think they're going to the Cup.
Wait a minute. It's wavering.
I'm not wavering. I'm stating very clearly. It's not a waver. It's a complete
no, it's wavering from
rejection
what you said the whole
of what
season.
I said. I know. I'm rejecting it.
Come on.
I have to.
It's not even playoffs yet.
But look at them. Have you seen them lately? It's a different team.
I'm just saying.
I think they're ripe for an upset. Well, I'd love to see
first
them go
round?
Because... No, they're not a first round upset, but they're a second or third round upset for sure. Mm-hmm. I think Washington can beat Tampa Bay. I think
no way.
Washington can't beat Tampa Bay.
No.
I think Pittsburgh can beat Tampa Bay.
No.
Yes, I think definitely Toronto can beat Tampa Bay.
Well, I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, Toronto's...
I think by the way, Boston Bruins can beat Tampa Bay.
Well, Toronto's been. You know,
seven game series. I think the Bruins look ridiculous.
So we'll see what happens.
The Bruins are playing out of their heads.
Within 2 weeks, we'll be starting playoffs. Two weeks plus, we'll be starting playoffs, and we're going to see.
Winnipeg still is my pick out of the West. I mean, okay. I like the Sharks. They are hot right now. It's a good shot for them. But if it's not Winnipeg, then it's probably the Sharks. I think the other teams aren't holding a candle to and for whatever reason, I just don't think Calgary has it to go the distance. As much as I like them right now, they're playing
the
very well.
I just want the first overall pick. I don't care about anything else right now.
You just want the first overall pick?
I'm looking. April 9th is my Stanley Cup Finals.
You know, you're just so predictable. It's just like, how can you just be sitting there?
It's part of my allure.
I mean, come on, man. You have a lot of allure.
I do.
There's a fair amount of allure in this room right now. What do you think, though, in terms of the playoff run that these teams are going to make? I mean, obviously, you know, any team gets in, anything can happen. We've seen it. You know, we always go back to the Los Angeles
And by the way,
Kings.
I am pleased. I'm very pleased to say St. Louis in this.
I know they're doing great.
St. Louis, we got on them early. We were just ripping them to shreds. And I don't know what happened, but something clicked. And
they fired their coach, changed the system, and now they've got Tarasenko's up firing.
It's not just Tarasenko. The team is playing better. And I think that it was nice that they said, we don't want anybody else here right now when it came to free agency. So they obviously have something special going on. I would not want to play St. Louis in the West.
No,
I think
true.
St. Louis isn't.
They
a
could be the surprise,
yet, but they're going to do some damage. As I believe, it's possible Carolina in the East is that same type of team who's been rising up, getting hot lately.
Are they in?
Yes, they are. Yeah,
where
I
are
think
they?
They're a wild card.
Let's see. Hang on.
Yeah, they're the wild card, the first wild card. Yeah.
That's pretty
so
sweet.
You know, it's that's the kind of team, and they're only 2 points behind your beloved Penguins.
I know.
So the team goes on a 2 or 3 game losing streak. One is, listen, it's anybody's game at this point, but my point is that those are two teams that I see coming out, one out of the East, one out of the West, that I see really causing some damage that I would hate to play either one of those teams.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They're not cup teams, but they're gonna bite and fight and claw you and everything else, and hopefully they won't lick you like a Marchand. But they're gonna do everything else they possibly can do to keep you from getting it, advancing toward past them.
By the way, I've been watching Marchand this year.
Yeah,
he's a lot more reeled in.
Is he a lot less oral?
Yeah,
a little less lingual.
I haven't asked him that, but I will say that he's definitely been reined in by somebody. Somebody put the brakes on that stuff because he hasn't. I mean, do you hear Brad Marchand stories this year?
Well, I heard supposedly he's saving the licking for the playoffs.
That's funny. Yeah. Maybe he is. You know, Bruce Boudreau said that Minnesota is going to be in the playoffs.
I think he might be wrong.
They're a point away.
Yeah.
They're a point away from wild card. Right now, Rick Tocchet has managed to coach his Arizona Coyotes
yes.
into a playoff berth. Today. Now, yeah. There are 11 games left.
Rick Tocchet's not a guy you want to mess with either.
No.
I can see him throwing some stuff and yelling and, you know, but no. In a good way. But I you know.
Rick Tocchet's tough as nails.
And he's a very, very, he obviously is one of the, you know, masterminds of hockey. But I could just see him being kind of.
He's an ultra
kind
badass.
Of rough. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sure he's. And he's.
Not quite Mike Keenan, obviously. But, you know. That,
look, he left the Penguins and they didn't win a cup after he was there. He was there 2 years in a row. They won the cup and then all of a sudden gone. So, you know, he's doing something right in Arizona that they're even here. Because, I mean, if look at, like, the teams that are behind the Arizona Coyotes. The Edmonton Oilers, they have some players. They're nowhere near.
I want to know what happened to Buffalo. Talk about the wheels coming off.
Yeah, they shuffled off to Buffalo.
Yeah, they did, literally.
They are now not in playoff
contention. Not even close. I mean, they're a minus 27 goal differential, and I don't see them doing anything. I mean, this is a team that was in second, third place in the division. Something happened to them. Yeah,
Rangers are still in the rebuild, not really getting there. Detroit and Ottawa look not good.
No.
The Devils, no. Florida's got some bright spots.
Mm-hmm.
If we got my brother Mark on the phone, he would tell us that
you guys aren't talking about Calgary enough.
he would say that. But he'd say we're not talking about Florida enough because of Barkov, because he thinks Barkov
is
like a real player.
I think Trocheck got a 2-game suspension, I believe.
For what?
Wasn't it Trocheck again? Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure I saw that he got a 2-game suspension.
By the way, there's a fan suspension I do want to talk about in Madison Square Garden. I think that was yesterday. Did you hear about that, you guys? The owner of the Knicks. What's his name? Dolan.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. It was Voracek. I thought it was Trocheck. Voracek, 2-game suspension. Philadelphia.
It's some check, but it was Voracek.
Yeah,
so he's a Philadelphia.
We're not talking about Philadelphia anymore.
Yeah, no. I was going to say.
Sorry, Vincent Trocheck. I like you as a player. I did not mean to tarnish your good name.
Yeah, Vinny Trocheck's not a guy to get a 2-game suspension.
No, I didn't see.
By the way, neither is Voracek. What did he get a suspension for?
Let's see.
Voracek's just like a goal scorer. Oh, by the way, you know who's on the Preds now? And I didn't even know this. How did we miss this?
Interference on defenseman Johnny Boychuk from the Islanders on March 9th.
All right.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know. I wasn't there for that one. But sorry, Mr. Trocheck, sir.
So what the Predators did to get ready for this playoff run,
yeah.
Did you know that they have...
They go to an escape room?
Wayne Simmons?
Yes, I know that, yes.
Did you know they also have Granlund?
Yes.
Did you knew that?
Yeah.
I missed those completely.
Yeah, that was in the trade week when we were off a bit for, or took a bit of a break. But yes, I know that Wayne Simmons went to the.
Is that when you were in Hawaii?
Preds. I was not in Hawaii then. No, I was there in January.
What were we doing? Why did we miss that? Because I would have liked to talk to Wayne Simmons.
I was in Phoenix for a conference.
Oh, that's right. You were in a conference.
Yeah.
And I must have been talking to Fluto Shinzawa that week.
I think that's when you
so were. So I was focused on the Bruins. Because yes. The Preds have some firepower, those guys. They did nothing last
night. Any team that has Wayne Simmons on it is a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's still one of my favorite players, and I wish...
I thought he was going to kill Nick Ritchie last night. I did. Well, no, I didn't, but...
And listen, from what I've heard, he's the nicest guy on the planet, but...
He doesn't take any guff.
I would love to have him on my team. He's not the kind of guy you want to face him.
Absolutely. So,
just a great, great hockey player and a tough, tough guy, tough as nails.
Over to basketball, just for a second. I know
oh,
this is.
Oh, come on!
Please. Now I'm upset about this because this guy said three words to the owner of the Knicks.
Yeah.
Who also owns the Rangers? Doesn't he own the Rangers too, Dolan? So this guy.
What did he say to him?
Sell the team.
Okay, so I get some banned
from every event at Madison Square Garden. For
that's ridiculous.
Life.
That's ridiculous.
For life.
All right, well, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't Minority Report. If he walks in the front doors or someone's saying, hello there, Mr. So-and-so, you're banned. What are they going to do?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. They called him over. Said, wait here.
How are they going to possibly identify this guy?
I don't know.
I'll go in there with one of those old-fashioned glasses, like the Groucho Marx glasses with the mustache. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously,
you know, no,
though.
Come on.
That's awful.
That's ridiculous.
Sell the team gets you banned for life? Like, what kind of little, like, person is that that, you know, would ban a fan for that kind of...
Is he a millennial?
I have no idea.
I mean, no, that guy you called, but the owner.
Yeah, the owner.
Yeah, he needs, like, safe space.
I mean, somebody's got to be... that. I mean, that's a little bit sensitive.
Sean's laughing. Our millennial Sean is laughing.
I mean, what's the deal with that?
Sell the team! Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
It's an opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him, Black. Bring him, yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
I think that's just so inappropriate.
Well,
and
I think
overreaction and silly that I don't know what to say about that.
Supreme Court, personally.
It's not going to go to the Supreme Court. Nobody gives a shit. But the bottom line is that it's not right. Like, that's not what an owner of a team, that's not the way you take criticism. You know, you just say, oh, it's going to be my way or the highway.
Well, it's basketball, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe it's a basketball thing. But yeah, you're right. It could be that.
Hey, listen,
he owns the Rangers.
Of all these people walking in, don't ever identify this guy. Probably they'll have his name that he can't purchase tickets on his own. He gets them from StubHub.
Hmm.
They'll never recognize the guy. He puts a hat on.
Well, I'm glad you have the workaround.
No, I'm serious.
This is about the issue of like an owner being able to ban somebody from every event. He can't see Billy Joel.
No, you can't ban him from the Garden. Probably every sporting event.
He can't go see. Oh, wait, Sean. Hold on, Sean.
Well, now let's compare this to, since we're dragging basketball into this, you know, Russell Westbrook took some racial comments from somebody and fired back. And, you know, so there's...
That's different.
I don't know. But there's something to do with the holding accountable of fans shouting things at...
Okay, you can shout what you want at a player. You can criticize their play. You can yell that their contract is this and that. If you start yelling racial stuff at a player or an owner, that I'm no problem with them banning you.
They should be banned.
100%.
Agreed.
Sell the team? Sell the team is not... anything offensive or racial.
It's a suggestion.
There's no grounds for it. It's a suggestion.
You think you should sell the team.
But that you can't compare it to like racial. If there's somebody that's causing racial problems, much like what happened in, was it Quebec? That happened recently in a minor team, which was absolutely disgusting and appalling. Not only should that entire fan base be banned from every game there, but the security guards and the referees who did nothing to intervene. Did you see? I sent you that clip.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw that.
You know, and they terrorized the guy's family, his girlfriend.
Awful.
Just disgusting.
Awful.
That's a situation to ban somebody. Okay. But
ban
you only
and,
sell the team.
And more.
Listen, my uncle years ago was at a Red Wing game back in the 50s and yelled at one of the players, give us your money's worth. And this is before they had glass between the players, the stands, and where the bench was. The guy turned around and smacked my uncle in the face and knocked one of his teeth out. Now, my dad, they had
I don't know
a little
why I find that funny. Did he stick it back in?
No. They did, like, they filed some kind of legal thing. They gave him, like, free tickets for a few games, and he took it, whatever it was. But the point
now
is
your uncle
has
summer teeth also.
Exactly. But, you know, but that's again, it's something that's, you know, it's part of being a fan, being able to yell that type of stuff. And it's like, okay, it's part of the game. If you can't accept criticism, don't own a sports team.
That's right. If you can't take the criticism, don't go out on the ice.
Hey, who's the owner of the Knicks and the
James Dolan.
James Dolan, I'm going on a record here right now. I hope you're listening. Sell the team.
You're banned. I'm going to ban you.
Okay, fine.
That's a personal ban from the Madison Square Garden. You can't see Bruce there. You can't go to Bruce at Madison Square Garden now because
they'll
you said sell the team.
They'll never know me.
They will. You're easy to spot, man. You're 6'7". You can't skate. And when you go out there, when you go out there and try to skate at the Bruce concert, they're gonna know.
That's the guy. Concert.
I've seen you, Bruce on Ice. It's a new
Bruce on Ice.
It's like a Christmas special.
Yeah, when he sings "Born to Run" and does his triple sow cow.
Or the right. Hamill camel. Remember that when we were growing up, that was like the big deal.
What was it?
Dorothy Hamill.
I love Dorothy Hamill.
I know of you. That's like a dating us right there,
yes.
Big time.
I remember watching her in the Olympics.
I told you I didn't want to date you anymore, but that is the truth. It's the Hamill camel.
Yeah.
She used to do that, and she had the haircut to go with it.
I love the bob.
That's
the
what
bob
it was.
Haircut.
It was like
yeah.
a bob haircut.
Yeah.
That, like she would like throw back and like spin around like a nut.
Yeah.
She was tough. All right. Well, I think that's what we've got to talk about for this week.
It's getting down to the wire, man.
It is.
This is exciting, and we're gonna have a lot of tremendous hockey stories coming up, and then over the next couple weeks when the playoffs start, the draft lottery, and a lot of exciting things coming up. So,
well, we have some tremendous help next week on our podcast,
really,
and hopefully Instagram will be working live next week.
Do tell.
We have a Washington Capitals expert coming in for the podcast on Tuesday. That'll be live. I think we'll do all of them live since we're going to tape them all. We've got first Mia Khalifa will be in studio next Tuesday, followed by Dr. Anthony Corrado from Jersey, who is a Jersey Devils fan. And hopefully, if she's listening, we can get a call into
Skating Stilettos,
Kristen Flannery, to comment on the Devils' woes and what they need to do and why the Devils fans may also have a class action lawsuit against the New Jersey Devils for ruining Taylor Hall's career this year, which I'm right there with Jesse Cohen and the Connor McDavid lawsuit brought by the fans of the NHL.
You think the Oilers are going to protect him?
I think they're going to. I think he has a lifetime, like, he's married.
I think they would literally be rioting in the streets if Edmonton left him unprotected and he was picked up.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? But, I mean, Connor McDavid, he's never going anywhere. He's going
to
stay there. If he wants to, he'll go. But
which
he's not
I don't
going
blame.
Anywhere.
Okay, you want my prediction?
Rangers.
No. I say he's giving this team 3 more years of his life.
Maybe.
And at the end of the 3 years, if they can't get their...
His contract's 10 years, though, right?
I know that. But if they can't get their shit together within 3 years, he's gone. I'm telling you.
I agree with you. I think it might be less than 3, though. I mean,
well,
this
okay,
is like,
it could be 2 play. It could be 2 years.
Maybe 2-3 max. Agree with you. He'll be gone.
He's going to say, he'll do a Patrick Waugh, and he'll say, I just played my last game with the Oilers.
Right.
You trade me now. Figure it out. I am done playing for the Oilers. That's going to happen.
No, you're right. I agree with you. He should not sit there and...
No, because he'll never win a cup in this mediocrity that is now the Edmonton Oilers, the way things are going.
No, and I don't even know why it is... The way it is with the, I mean,
he's
I'd
now
love
had
to hear
four
it.
Coaches that have played for that have coached him now, coached the team. They can't get a coach that really can get this team
Ken
on
Hitchcock.
A system. Ken Hitchcock,
easy
I understand
for me
that.
To say. Ken Hitchcock,
yes,
right now.
But they've also had very good coaches since McDavid has been in, and they cannot get their act together. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. We all agree it's ruining Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
It's like,
and he's not going to want to stick around until he's in his late 20s,
no.
early 30s, because then it's like, okay, I'm getting desperate here. I got to get a cup.
He's still young. He's 23.
Yeah.
So he has 6 more.
25, 26 years old, and he is out of Edmonton. Market.
Yeah, for sure, because he'll want to go somewhere.
Because they, I'll tell you right now, there is no way for 10 years when he's 33 – he's finally going to go somewhere else and play in a different team.
It's not going to happen then.
No, he won't wait that long.
Nope. No, his best years are now, and he needs to do something with them.
I agree.
We got anything else for us, Jason?
No, I think you dissecting my tongue was a bit about enough for this podcast. You could have ended right there.
that was one of the easier surgeries I've done, though, I got
to sure.
say. I
mean, you have to dissect my rib cartilage.
No, there wasn't a whole lot of reconstructive work to do there.
No.
And Yeah, you were a pretty good patient. I appreciate all the...
Although I don't know why I got the tongue implant, but that's...
We need everybody. Oh. This is the thing. Okay, so listen. First of all, thank you, everyone who listens to this podcast. You have made
all
us...
All two people?
There's way more than two.
I know, I'm kidding.
This is the good news. And so thank you, everybody, who's sharing it and telling everybody about
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's growing at a rate that is that's really exciting. So we want you to subscribe if you're listening. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you rate it. We like 5 stars. I think we all agree we'd like 5-star ratings.
And write in if you have any medical questions that pertain to sports or whatever else, we can try to address them in the context of a game. And, obviously my forte is spine and pain and other issues like that. I also do neurology, head injuries. If you have any questions, not too detailed, but if some things that are maybe applying to something sports injury wise, we can incorporate it. We'd love to talk about it.
And if you have questions about floor of mouth surgery, I'm your guy because evidently that's my new thing. That's what I do now. I'm done with breast implants and nose jobs and facelifts. I'll be doing floor of mouth surgery.
For friends.
Pedunculated masses of the floor of mouth. Please give me a call. Everybody check out our Instagram, which is at Dr. Hockey Podcast. We have a YouTube channel, which I think is also youtube.com/Dr. Hockey Podcast. And we stream these episodes live in case you want to watch us do it for whatever reason. It's
supposed to watch me
usually
live.
Jason and I just sitting here and doing our thing and gritty. We'd love for you guys to subscribe, leave us a rating, direct message us if you have questions you want us to address on the podcast. Shahab and Steele will get to those and bring them our way. If you think Sean is useful on the podcast, let us know. If he's not, let us know that too. And
you're drop him like a bad habit.
We'll put him to death. Yeah. I think that's probably the proper move there. So anyway, this is the Dr. Hockey Podcast signing off with your prescription for the NHL.
Look here. A lot of people may not like me, and that's okay. But come November, Apollo Creed will provide the ultimate gala spectacle. On Thanksgiving, in front of this man's home crowd, I'm going to drop him like a bad habit.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.
DrinkAid is the best tasting and most effective way to help prevent hangovers. It's the fastest growing hangover prevention beverage in the U.S. and helps neutralize toxins created by alcohol, restores vital nutrients, and rehydrates the body with electrolytes. Take one 3.4-ounce bottle before or while drinking, or even after a workout, to feel great the next day. Key ingredients include potassium, B vitamins, milk thistle, green tea extract, aloe vera, and amino acids. It's not only sugar-free, but it's gluten-free, low-calorie, and it tastes great. Skeptical? Check out all the incredible reviews on Amazon, which I have, and they are incredible. It's available at many fine retailers across the U.S., including GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, as well as BevMo in California, Specs in Texas, Binny's in Chicago, and all the hottest casino resorts in Vegas. And, of course, on Amazon.com and DrinkAid.com. That's DrinkAide.com. Use the promo code HOCKEY, H-O-C-K-E-Y, to get 25% off your first order of DrinkAid.com.